Ladies and gentlemen, this is the WrestleHolic. I'm just playing, man. Yo, this is the WrestleHolic. I'm Drew.
DC Hendricks.
I'm Kurt. I don't like how Kurt got to do these little side looks to DC right now, man.
What?
No, right when I said my little intro, Kurt just kind of looked at it like this guy here.
I didn't know you were serious or not.
DC.
He didn't know if it was take one or take 10.
Yeah, I didn't know he was.
He wasn't ready.
Yeah, I wasn't not ready.
We did it 2 episodes in a row, so this wasn't that episode.
Man, how y'all fellas doing? Y'all some assholes.
I'm doing good, bro.
Doing real good, man. Doing real good. Better than I thought I would be after WrestleMania. I thought I was gonna stop watching, but I'm doing better.
I thought I was too. I thought the podcast was kind of over after WrestleMania. Not all seeing this. Dang, I'm about to say recently we had just went to a WWE live show.
Man,
that was crazy, man.
Kurt, the highlight of the night.
I had so much fun.
Wow. Oh, we know. The whole arena knew.
Oh, my God.
Bro, I had everybody laughing.
This man started chants.
You want to go first? Or
he done started chants and everything.
Let me just start off by saying, Kurt is crazy. crazy as fuck, if I can say of anything.
That's
like,
the summary of the night.
I loved it, though.
That was fun. Just talking shit. Everybody laughing.
Yep.
You know, we started chants.
Yep.
Bro,
I think Kurt kept the crowd entertained. I definitely say that, man.
Especially during the matches like Natalya versus.
Oh my God!
Who did she even face, bro?
We don't remember. We just left and got a beer.
Was it Shayna?
Yeah.
Me and Kurt went to go get a beer.
I need all the alcohol I need.
Bro, as soon as Natalya's music came out, y'all. Kurt was like, boo!
I'm by Kurt like, yo, chill, bro. Chill. Hey, man.
I can't stand the time.
So Kurt, I'm going to tell the story. So Kurt and Drew went to the concession stand. Kurt was like, I ain't watching this. They come back after getting beers, waiting in that line, which I'm sure was not short. They come back with the beers, and the match is still going on. Kurt's like, this still on? That was my favorite part.
I'm trying to think what match it was.
My favorite part. I wanted to fight Sammy.
Oh, that's it. That was the match.
I ain't playing that shit.
No, I'm chilling, like watching it just go down. Out of nowhere, I hear Kurt say, hey, fight me. I'm like, oh, this nigga tripping.
He was part of the family, man. Him and Jay had a moment.
Come on, man. We the ones.
Yeah. Jay turned to the crowd, did the ones. I seen them look our direction.
Directly at Kurt.
Directly. Bro. And then, I don't know. They had a moment, I think.
I'm definitely
part of Kurt felt like he's the bloodline.
I'm definitely part of a family that night.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That night.
So, fight me.
I couldn't believe it. Kurt is crazy, man.
Cheap, man.
I actually loved it, though.
I did, too, man. That was house shows are always a whole nother experience, man.
It was definitely fun, man. Yeah, we got to see Rey Mysterio.
That was a shocker.
I took in that moment. I don't know about y'all. I had really took in that moment because, at the beginning of the match, I'm like just looking at him like, oh, damn, this is Rey Mysterio. And I was like, yo, this might be my first and my only time to watch this dude. Oh, I took it in. I didn't really like record like that. I was like, yo, this is Rey.
I definitely got some good pictures.
Oh, for sure.
Man.
That's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that was.
We got to see him right here in small Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah, up close.
Up close, man. We was, what, 6th row?
Yeah, something like that.
6th row from the ring. I'll take it. Yeah, it was an awesome night, man. I'll just say, I think the only part of the night other than Natalya match that I really didn't care for, I was a little disappointed that Rhea wasn't there. I know y'all could tell. I know Kurt could tell. I was quiet, man.
Yeah,
I was
low-key.
I was low-key very, very
upset. She was on the car.
Upset. She was literally on the picture promoting the event and wasn't even there. I was so upset because that was like damn near the whole reason. You already know how I feel about Rhea,
man.
I'm
surprised they usually have a woman champion there.
Like it ain't even just because it's Rhea. Like she's the champion.
She's the champion.
And it's for that show. So where's she at?
I ain't gonna lie, I was ready to hear that interest, her interest song.
Yeah.
So I was disappointed on that part. I'm like, yo, that shit kind of get you hype.
Man, I thought she was gonna surprise us with Dominic or something.
Yeah,
you know, Dom like Dom.
Dom
Dom. You know?
I'm about to say, what a coincidence, because we watch a SmackDown right now. And yo, she is dope.
We watching the match that she we wanted dope. To see in person.
She is dope.
So
she definitely is dope.
But that night was fire, man. It was some good matches.
It was a good night.
Some good matches. We got to see Cody Rhodes. Our boys downstate was there, man. It was a vibe, man.
That was really dope to see him, because you know me, I've been waiting to just be in the crowd and be like, whoa, just do all that.
That was definitely dope. Everybody in the arena said it. We got to see a championship match.
Yeah.
Yep. That actually caught me off guard. Cause I was like,
yeah, it wasn't supposed to be like that.
Yeah. You know?
Solo call dude in the audience, fat ass.
Yo, he was wilding.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Sit your fat ass down.
But he got quiet too, right?
He didn't say a word the whole rest of the match.
Yeah, I was just like, no, stand up.
He didn't say a word.
He went to smoke, he gave it to you.
Yeah, for sure. But we definitely next time have to sit in the front row.
Yeah, for sure. Because the people that was in front of us was pissing me off.
I was standing up.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
like standing up for everything, though.
Yeah, I'm talking like, so much shit. I don't care
like cool. Everything. Like I got, you know, y'all know I have my son with me. So mm-hmm. Like, come on, cuz. Like you got kids behind you. You standing up.
I did not care. That was
to
like,
take a picture of an entrance when you, like, bro, you on the whole opposite side of the arena. What are you getting?
Nothing.
So other than that, we definitely got to be front row. We gonna have to level up our voice.
No, we definitely gonna be front row next time.
Got to. Yeah. I'm going to NXT in a couple weeks. I get to see an NXT house show. Oh, okay. I'm excited.
I would
want
to go to an NXT show just because how it's built.
Yeah.
I've always liked that.
I'm excited.
I think for NXT, I would have to know who's fighting first.
Yeah, I'm going to be a little disappointed if the main event is like Von Wagner.
Yeah, Von Wagner versus Odyssey Jones.
I'll walk out.
I got to see the matches first. Like
that's true. Carmelo got to be there, though. He's the champ. Yeah. He's a champ. We thought Rhea was supposed to be there though.
Yeah, they know how to play.
You got me thinking, but I might be mad going into this month.
Definitely gonna be pissed
right before you go in. Like, I swear, hey, y'all got a call?
Yeah,
y'all good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody good?
I swear, man.
Man. Damn. So I'm trying to think where we're gonna start at. I know we was talking about either.
It's been a couple weeks, man. And so it's been a lot going on. I mean.
Well, okay, so let's say this. Start on the new right now. The new WWE World Championship was presented.
Man, it's about time.
They are having a tournament on Monday.
They still should have just split up the titles from Roman, but I like a new belt. I like the new look.
I don't know what they're going to do with the two belts.
At first, I ain't like it.
But there's only so much you can do with a world champion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it was like a mid-card, you can play with it a little bit.
Yeah.
But a world champion, you only can do so much. Yep. I mean... I like it better than the other champions, the ones Roman have. Like I like it better than those.
Yeah,
so.
I like the look of it. It's one that has to grow on you, because like for me, it wasn't even about how it looked. Because for me, my first reaction is like, oh, so y'all just gonna bring a secondary belt? Because like they still didn't beat Roman.
Right.
So, like, you know, that's my first reaction. So, no matter what, I ain't gonna like the belt. It could have been the best looking damn belt I ever seen, but it was just my instant reaction is like. And this old secondary ass belt, like, you know, but after I let it sink in a little bit, I was like, I love it. It brings some excitement because now you got a whole tournament to decide a new champion. And it takes us away a little bit from who's next for Roman. Right. You know, it's something else to look forward to.
Even though the tournament is stupid.
I got mad.
How SmackDown involved?
Yeah. I mean, they did it right until they announced that. And then ruined it. Now, if they announced that. If that person from SmackDown has to go to Raw if they win the tournament.
Right. That'd be cool.
Then that makes sense.
Cool. Well, they should have just did it before.
But they didn't say all that.
They should have did it before the draft.
I agree.
Or something. I don't know.
The draft was... I had really high hopes for the draft, y'all. I ain't even going to lie to y'all. I was very excited. Y'all remember, I even wrote an article.
Yeah.
Talking about how they needed to have the draft, and then they did it. So you already know I was happy. And then I see Edge gets drafted, and I'm like, okay. Like... Does he really need to be drafted?
He didn't need to get drafted.
Did he like Trish Stratus?
Trish Stratus was the most random.
Y'all just told me that tonight. Like, I did not know that.
Come on.
No, because I didn't see the actual draft, but I ended up seeing the list. And I was like, wait, so y'all wasted a pick on Trish Stratus, who's a part-time wrestler.
Wow.
I'm like, what do Trish Stratus plan on doing?
Yeah, I mean, apparently they got some plans to use a draft pick on her. Apparently this ain't no.
I did like her promo, but as far as like wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
that promo she did was fire.
It was low key pretty fire.
It was fire.
It shocked me a little bit because like on the mic, like that ain't something usually that unless you one of the all time greats. Which she proves once again, the all time greats can come back.
She can talk that shit
and talk that shit. Mm-hmm. And she talked that shit.
As far as her wrestling skills, I don't want to see like
you. Yeah, we seen her at WrestleMania. I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, I forgot about that match.
Like, what you gonna do against Bianca and Rhea?
Right.
Like, man, Bianca gonna break your neck. You better leave that girl alone, man.
Yeah, I had really high hopes with the draft, but once it got predictable. I mean, once you see like Bianca going to SmackDown, you already know they switching again.
Yeah,
once you see Austin Theory go to SmackDown, you already know Imperium's going to Raw. Like, yeah, it just got predictable.
It was a waste of draft. You know what I didn't like?
What?
I mean, it's probably small to y'all, but to me, I didn't like how. I mean, I know what Cody Rhodes is doing. Mm-hmm. How did he get drafted before Seth Rollins? I did not.
He
like
beat
that.
Seth Rollins three times.
Yeah, but it's Seth. Like it, Seth Rollins.
It's Cody Rhodes right
the
now.
Best, and but I'm thinking about how Seth never lost against Roman. Mm-hmm. Cody Rhodes just lost.
It's true.
Seth should be the second one.
Yeah, I mean, like this is why we need a WWE power rankings.
I mean, Cody just
need
lost
a WWE power rankings.
He just got his ass beat by Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seth Rollins is.
Hey, Seth Rollins took a couple ass whoopings too.
Seth Rollins is the
before
best he,
before
world.
Wrestle. Yeah, but he took a couple ass whoopings too.
Yeah, Seth. Rollins,
I mean,
Cody. I mean, Cody. Cody. Like, come on now.
So how would you do it if
the only reason I wasn't like mad at it is because like the picks that were like leading up to it, it were some picks that weren't predictable. So like they actually started off like, oh, okay, you know, that's pretty cool.
Bobby Lashley SmackDown.
Yeah. So like they did Cody, that was predictable. Like you knew they were not gonna have Roman on the same show as Cody Rhodes. The way the story has went, you knew that they were trying to
I expected Roman to be on SmackDown either way. It's like you can't take him off that show. He is the show.
He is the show.
Like we still right now, hell, we watch a Friday night player just in case if he come out.
Right. Come back next week.
Yeah.
For Zelina Vegas, I don't know.
But, oh my god!
Yeah, I mean the draft, but the new world title. I mean, so we got to make some predictions, right?
Yeah,
we always get it right. At least one of us does. So the odds are good. Who's gonna be the first WWE?
Okay,
Kurt, ready?
World champion.
I'm ready. So I want Seth Rollins to win it at SummerSlam.
Okay.
So the person who's going to win it now
at Night of Champions,
right? Got a 3-month window. So
I know where you're going.
It gotta be somebody who have it for 3 months, but it won't hurt. Hurt him if he loses.
The American Nightmare.
It'll hurt him. He can't have the championship for 3 months.
Nah, if he get the title, he need to have it for a long time.
He can't have it for 3 months. LA Knight can't have it for 3 months.
Nah,
the only person.
I already know where he's going.
No, you don't. Yeah. The only person I feel that can have it for 3 months is The Miz. I feel The Miz should be the first world champion for 3 months.
Nah.
Because whoever win it only happened for 3 months.
But I don't feel like that's putting like value to it though.
Absolutely.
I don't know. It just seemed like I could see in the near future, but
The Miz done everything.
Yeah.
So for him to, he a heel too. So for him to squeak out the tournament with the world champion, that would bring it. That would make it very interesting. And for him to have it 3 months, you got to think of somebody to only have it 3 months. You can't get it to nobody.
Wow. But to be the first?
Yeah.
While I love
The Miz.
I think The Miz. I picked The Miz to win the tournament.
Nah.
If he's in it, I don't know.
I think that takes away all life that is in that title race right now.
I don't think so. Because you can't give it to Seth Rollins, first off.
I think it does. Because Miz is nowhere near. What has he done recently?
But that's what I'm saying.
He's nowhere near. Nobody's even thinking about him right now.
He did everything he can do as far as, like, he's a two-time Grand Slam champion, 9-time Intercontinental champion.
Yeah.
He won WWE champion.
Yeah.
If he can, in the next few weeks, become relevant again and win that champion, because you can't give it to Seth Rollins, because, like, Seth Rollins is the best in the world, so... If you give it to Seth Rollins, then Seth Rollins will have it for a year.
While I agree that... So we both agree that we want Seth Rollins to get it.
Right, right.
Okay,
right.
So we agree there. But I actually think someone else is going to win.
Okay.
And the reason I think... He got me stuck on The Miz, though, man. I don't know.
I'm over here thinking, I don't...
I love The Miz.
You reconsidering it or
no? I mean, I love The Miz. I just don't. I'm trying to see where he's coming from and how. I'm kind of with Drew on this one, man. I don't think having a champion win a Night of Champions and then losing it right at SummerSlam, I don't think that does anything for that belt.
I feel like it takes value off of that type of belt. I think it does too. Like, I didn't even get to say this, but like, the World Championship is like one of my favorite belts because, one, I was like a fan of WCW, so that was like the first big belt I ever seen. Then also, it's like, you got to quit. We got to get out that history of giving. I'm not going to disrespect the Miz and call him like a bum, but it's just like, come on, let's put some value to these belts again. Like, right now,
who would you give it to? Because if you give it to Seth Rollins, who is going to be Seth Rollins?
I already got mine. So I'll let Drew go.
You can't start at the top. You gotta build up to it.
Trying to think who's all on that Raw roster. Honestly, I'm leaning towards Cody Rhodes on this one.
Okay.
I mean, and that's look, you give him his first world championship belt.
I'd be mad if he said the same person. I was gonna get so mad.
No, but look, like, if you give him the belt, okay, I'll be cool with him having it for 3 months because he still has a career. Like, let's build him a couple title reigns. Like, hey, this is the first one. Get your first.
The reason I don't like Cody Rhodes is because that's not going to bring value to the championship either. Because he just lost.
Right.
So that's
right.
Like, oh, it can't beat Roman Reigns. So right. I'll take this title.
Me, that makes it seem more like a secondary title than anything.
If he wins.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm trying to go back and look at this roster. That's what I'll be like, hold on.
I got mine. This is the person I actually thought Kurt was going to say. I got Finn Balor. So clearly, they got plans for the Judgment Day. Otherwise, they would have split them up. They had the perfect opportunity to split them up with Rhea winning the SmackDown title. They kept them together for a reason. They about to put some titles on these boys.
Okay.
And they about to become the most dominant faction in wrestling today. And they going to be together. They even going to add a member. They got a new member coming. I'm giving y'all some behind the scenes info right here. There's a new member coming.
I'm not gonna lie, I like that one. Okay.
He's the leader of the group. He gets a title, and I wouldn't be against eventually Dominik and Damian winning the tag titles. I think at one point in time, Judgment Day is gonna have titles.
Who will Finn Balor fight at SummerSlam?
Seth Rollins. Absolutely.
See, now I got a problem with that though.
Why?
I can't.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, like, especially if you build in a storyline, like, say they faced each other at Night of Champions for the belt, and like, or like during the tournament, and Finn Balor's the reason Seth Rollins lost, and he goes on and wins the belt. That's a feud right there, man. Right, so you can set that up.
So you're saying Finn Balor beat Seth Rollins in the tournament, and beat him at SummerSlam.
No, he's going to win the belt because if he beats him in the tournament, he's going to win the belt at Night of Champions, and they face at SummerSlam. And then I could see Finn Balor losing to Seth at SummerSlam. Finn Balor is your guy to hold the belt
for three months. That's why I asked you.
I didn't like The Miz, though. I don't like The Miz.
But I just asked you think Finn Balor losing to Seth Rollins at SummerSlam. You said no.
No, I was saying he could. I'd be cool with that. But Finn Balor, I could see him. I think that's my pick, man. I want Seth Rollins to win, but Finn Balor is my official pick.
Finn Balor winning, and you giving them the tag team titles.
Yep.
Did Finn Balor lose it 3 months later?
He could. I'm not. That's too far ahead. Like, I'm not going to actually make that an official prediction.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
But I could see it happening. Them two facing at SummerSlam.
I don't know, for Judgment Day to give Finn Balor the title for 3 months.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt. That hurt
him. That would hurt Finn?
That hurt the Judgment Day.
I don't think so at all.
No, I feel like that'll boost them up.
I don't think so at all.
That gives them more TV time.
100%. 100%.
More TV time?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're going to see them all the damn time.
Yeah, all the time.
You see them all the time.
You already got to see Rhea. Then you're going to see Finn all the time. They dominating. I'm telling you.
It's probably going to be a time where we see actually Dom walking out by himself.
Monday Night Raw, and Rhea's your champ, and Finn Balor's your champ. Yeah, it don't get no better than
then
that.
Then it's like, okay, he had it for 3 months. So it's like, because the first time they fought for the Universal Championship, he only had it for the day. So it's like, y'all not giving Finn Balor a long title run. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't think it's not going to work.
Also, do you trust him?
What do you mean?
Do you trust him with a long title run now?
Absolutely. With the Judgment Day? Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm just thinking about the injury he have sometime. That's all I'm thinking about.
I trust him. That's why I'm giving him the belt.
I definitely trust him.
I'm giving him the belt.
They have a long title run.
If it ain't Seth Rollins, it's going to be Finn Balor. To me, there's no other logical.
At the end of the rainbow, Seth Rollins winning the chip. Like, okay. I don't care who's the like Seth
before
Rollins,
the year end, Seth should have a belt.
Seth should have a belt. He does, man. He is.
We all agree that he. I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand why he's. I mean, I see he helping everybody, and I get that, but
he can only do so much. If he lifts up Omos at Backlash and makes him look anywhere near watchable, then he need to win the belt. I don't give a damn. I love Finn Balor. I love all of them, but
he's definitely gonna make Omos look great.
I mean, that's hard though. You know how good you gotta be.
That might be the match we probably be more focused in.
He made every match. Even Omos
is hard.
Even that feud he had with Dominic years ago.
And I'm gonna get some hate on that because man, people love Omos. I be seeing people, bro, all over social media, bro. I'd be seeing it.
What I be seeing really people like?
Saying stuff, and I'd be like, this.
It's time to do some blocking, because
I don't either.
I don't see it.
I don't either. And you just got to love Giants.
I don't think it's his fault. I just think they just got him losing. Like, it's just like.
Yeah, he ain't won nothing.
They don't know how to book him.
He haven't won nothing.
Yeah.
That's why I really thought he was going to beat Brock Lesnar.
Nah. But we said this a while ago, like, you can't really book big man like they want to.
Nah.
They want the big guys, but they don't know how to book those dudes when it come up.
The only one they got right was, I mean, Kane's technically a giant, isn't he?
But that's
I'm saying,
like every giant you see, they was winning.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they lost. Like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, also they never
Big Show Kane.
When I'm thinking about it, they never portrayed them as giants as well, like Kane, and then they never like, oh, here come this big old dude like with Omar's like. This is the biggest guy we'd have ever seen or whatever. It's just like, y'all making them like they unstoppable.
And then he lose.
Yeah.
And then he lose.
That's true. I mean, all this leads. I kind of wish the World Heavyweight Championship was at Backlash, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they should have just.
They should have just, like, look, start that shit on Raw. Like, let's start it tonight at the draft. Like, I would have. They should have did something big, man. Because, like.
Wasn't there a time they gave a belt to a wrestler? It was like, hey, you're going to be the champion.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think they did a couple of times to Triple H. I think.
Oh, never mind, man. Triple H did it to himself. Never mind.
But Backlash, like, I think it would have added to Backlash. I think it would have made it a little bit more exciting. Because at Backlash, in my opinion, you know who's going to win every match.
Pretty much.
Like, you look at the match card, and it's like, I know every single person is going to win.
I'm about to say, hell, let's kind of discuss it a little bit.
I mean, you obviously, like, we watching SmackDown right now, so we just got done watching LWO against the Judgment Day. So you got Zelina versus Rhea. Like, come on.
Yeah.
To be honest, out of respect for Rhea, I don't even want to talk about that match.
Yeah, see, that's my point.
I I'm more looking at Zelina in this match. And we know she's not going to win, but I just want to see how she do in this type of moment.
In front of her crowd.
Let's see. Also, you got to, let's be honest.
Now, the crowd reaction, I'm looking forward to that. But I think she's just too small to deal with Rhea. Like, Rhea had to make her look really good.
Yeah.
We're going to see with that one.
I don't see.
And then, I mean, Damian Priest, Bad Bunny.
San Juan street fight.
You know Bad Bunny gonna win.
Yeah, definitely it's a street one. Definitely since they made it a street fight. Bad Bunny winning that. I mean,
he's the host of the pay-per-view. Like, he ain't gonna lose. That's what I'm saying. Like, they should have added it.
They gonna let him get his ass whooped.
One I am excited about, and it's only because I do a lot of social media watching, and I be watching like a lot of the like reports and stuff that be coming out. And Io Sky Bianca could be interesting.
I found out about that today.
That could possibly be the best match.
I think so too.
Backlash.
I'm calling it now. That's going to be the match of the night.
If you watch NXT, you know how good Io Sky is.
Mm-hmm.
You already know how good Bianca is. Like, Io Sky is a main eventer. She can main event. Io Sky.
I was impressed.
If you watch her at NXT, she can main event. Like,
For sure.
I was impressed. Rhea and Triple Threat. So
I was impressed by her WrestleMania performance. Mm-hmm. I was just like,
she was the only highlight in that match.
Yeah. Facts.
Like, that match was so boring.
She is good.
Yeah.
So I think that's the best match of the night.
So this kind
of
offsets. Do you see a women's belt on her in the near future?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, Io?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Might even be Backlash. No, JB. Hey.
Okay, if something is going to catch us off guard, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be mad at that just because it's unpredictable. I wouldn't be mad. I don't mind.
The only thing with that is, though, like, so they're both on SmackDown. And they're fighting for the Raw belt. So that's another thing. They need to figure that out. Like,
why did they switch it? They both did. Why did they just switch titles?
Hunter out there being lazy. Like, I ain't about to be dealing with these
people. Like, I don't think anybody even really realized that. Like, they're both on SmackDown. Why are they fighting for the Raw belt?
Like, Bianca got blue lipstick on with the red belt on.
Right. Like, come on, y'all. They're
so ass backwards. But yeah, they could have just switched the belts
to A for effort, I guess. But like, yeah, like at least. No, because then it'll be too predictable if they put a Raw superstar against Bianca. Because then it's like, okay, obviously they're, yeah. So I am excited about that match. I think that's going to be match of the night. Io Sky is one of my personal favorite female wrestlers, but I don't think I could pick her to beat Bianca. Not at Backlash.
Damage Control. I think all three of them is good.
Yeah,
I think Dakota Kai good too.
I didn't like Dakota Kai for a while.
I didn't like her when she was a good guy.
Yeah, she's growing on me.
I've been sold on them lately.
Yeah.
I
think you weren't sold for a minute. Drew wasn't feeling them.
Yeah, I'm sold on them. I think all of them good. That's why I mentioned the mid card.
Yeah.
I think Kai would be great.
So long overdue.
Because they all good. Bailey don't need nothing right now because she did what she did. But
Sometimes I get bad. I'm like, man, Bailey just need a title, man. Come on, man. She out here doing a good job.
She did enough. She had the title for I'm not saying she's gonna win it again.
Yeah, she don't need
it. Right now, she don't need it. She's
good. She got her group. Yeah. She leading them, and then she.
I kind of wish
she
had the.
She gets enough credit just by Io being in a match against Bianca Belair. Right. Bailey gets that credit.
Yeah, definitely.
It goes straight to her, so that's exactly what she's there for.
You know what I'm kind of interested in? That triple threat match. Austin Theory, Bobby Lashley, and
Bronson Reed.
I like Bronson Reed. You like Bronson Reed?
Nah,
bro. You don't like Bronson Reed?
Nah. I'm not.
I want to.
That's the one I'm not sold on yet.
Yeah,
Reed?
You know, I have to watch it. I'm not so like I've seen highlights, but I'm not sold on them yet.
Nah. Are you serious?
Yeah, I ain't.
But you watch NXT.
Yeah, I ain't feeling them, man. I don't know
why.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not excited. Like I don't hate him.
Yeah.
But when he comes out, I'm not like, oh, bad Bronson Reed. I'm just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's just getting started though. But I'm saying coming from NXT. Like, oh, okay, Bronson Reed can really do some damage.
He cool. You hate it. He does.
Who y'all got in that match?
He does one move. He does a frog splash, which he don't even.
It's just a splash.
It's just a splash.
That's what makes it. I mean, it's the same thing with Mark Henry. Like,
what was that noise?
It was a slam. It's just impact because how big he is. Like, that's all he do. Like, okay.
World's Strongest Slam. But it's the World's Strongest Slam. Like, that's a memorable move. That's a memorable move, though. So, like, everybody remembers that move. He just stands up on the turnbuckle and just falls down.
If y'all watch Bronson Reed do that, when he do that, watch the crowd reaction. Everybody be like, oh.
Piped in crowd noise.
I think they added
that audio. You know they've been busted out for that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
That's one of them because he is boring.
So is it time for Austin Theory to lose the belt?
No, he is not losing the belt at all.
Yeah,
he not sold on Austin Theory.
You still ain't sold on Austin Theory?
I told Kurt. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, because it's still the WrestleMania match.
Oh, okay, see.
Let's not even stunt.
The problem is though, nobody would have looked good with Cena, except Seth Rollins, I guess.
But I'm thinking.
But like nobody would have been able to come out of that match looking
It was boring. It was literally an opening match. That's how opening match is supposed to be. But
it was because of Cena though.
Cena looked the same to me. It's trash. Always been trash.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know about all that.
Always been trash.
I don't know about all that.
He was
rusty. He rusty. It's been a while.
He always been trash.
He got some
wrestling.
He got some bangers now.
He because of the other people against Edge, who's better? Edge. Triple H. Randy Orton. Name one wrestling match that he had that he was the better wrestler.
I mean, he's a how many time champion? So clearly he was better.
But that's what I'm saying. That's
That's the, how many times he won the title?
But you talking, you're not talking about
how many times he won the title. So, but clearly, that means he's better.
You're not talking about
spicy in here.
But clearly, that means he's better. Okay, if he wins the title.
So we were talking about earlier, Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan's the best, right?
Yeah,
not to me.
Hulk Hogan's the best, right?
Yes, he is one of the.
No, the best, right?
Yeah.
Now
I hate Hulk Hogan.
I'm not, but
but that's like a personal. That's a personal thing,
right? But you even said you even agreed that if Edge didn't retire, he would have had more titles than Cena. So that's not.
I mean, that's nothing. A woulda, shoulda, coulda. Like, I mean, at that point,
yeah, but
that is a fact, though.
That's a woulda. Yeah. I mean, nobody knows that. Like, that's a woulda, shoulda, coulda. No, nobody actually knows that woulda happened.
Right, but it was 2011. He won the championship 11 times.
Yeah, well,
we knew that was going.
If that's like, all right, so if Michael Jordan didn't retire, he'd have as many championships as Bill Russell did too.
So,
huh?
So Ric Flair, the best world.
So you changed the subject.
I was going to say Ric Flair got 16.
So Michael Jordan would have the same amount as Bill Russell did if he didn't retire, right? Maybe. No, come on. What a shoulda coulda.
That one's kind of hard. I ain't gonna lie.
What a shoulda coulda. Like, come on.
The shit changed for me when you added Ric Flair. I'm like, ugh.
16. And you said Ric Flair wasn't that good.
No, I don't like Ric Flair.
Right. So what's the difference? Ric Flair is a better wrestler than John Cena. We talking about wrestling. We not talking about what he doing with the kids. We not talking about he the face of WWE. We not talking about.
Man, this man said, "Fuck the kids."
Yeah, we're definitely.
Not talking about wrestling.
I said, "Ooh."
I didn't say that.
Damn. Damn, Kurt.
We talking about wrestling. We talking about pure wrestling.
Yeah, I mean,
if everything was based on pure wrestling, John Cena.
Yeah, he's not. No, yeah, pure wrestling. John Cena.
I'm
not
talking about. Oh, the face.
But the problem is. So, performer or wrestler? We need to understand the difference.
I said wrestler.
Okay, so actual wrestler, yes. None of them are anywhere near the discussion as best of all time.
But that's what I'm saying.
But performer, those guys are performers.
Right, but I watch wrestling because of the wrestling.
I watch both.
Yeah, but more
so. If I want to watch real wrestling, I'll just watch the Olympics. Or like college wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean.
They're performers.
I understand that, but you got to also think about the wrestling skills.
Yeah.
Right, so his wrestling skills is zero, and his performance is 10.
But, okay, so Austin Theory, though, he looked great, though, in the match. That's what we were talking about, was him and Cena.
Who looked great in the match?
I didn't think he looked great.
I thought Austin Theory looked good in the match.
He looked okay.
He looked as good as you could look facing a guy that hasn't wrestled. He's
been trash for 20-some years.
Oh, my God.
We get it, Kurt. You don't like John Cena.
I do like John Cena.
Well, we were talking about Austin Theory, right. And then we went down a rabbit hole of John Cena.
What are we talking about? Well, you brought up John Cena.
Drew did.
That match sucked, though. But
because he's not sold on Austin Theory.
Yeah.
Based off a match facing John Cena, which is unfair.
Now I'm over here thinking about we sure did deep dive in that dude.
Yeah. Well, Kurt does not like Cena. So anytime we talk about Cena or he's mentioned,
I can't.
It's like Natalia. That says,
"Hey, please do not get him
John
started."
John Cena definitely the Talia.
The only thing, so Austin. So who's winning that match? The triple threat for the United States.
I still got Austin Theory.
I still got Austin Theory. Drew don't look very.
I was gonna give it to Bobby.
Ooh, he's on SmackDown though. Oh, they're both on SmackDown.
Yeah, they both.
Bronson's on Raw. Yep. Right.
So.
I'm trying to keep up. Yeah, Bronson's on Raw.
I think it'd be interesting just to see Bobby Lashley winning again.
I kind of like that then.
Yeah, and then
they're both on SmackDown, so it don't have to change shows.
Yeah, so Austin Theory could, I don't know. Maybe try to build Austin Theory to try to get the belt
back.
But
it's like, didn't he take the belt from him, though? Ain't that who he beat?
Yep.
So why give it back to him?
I mean.
Did he beat Bobby Lashley?
I thought he did.
Did a couple different matches. One was a triple threat, and then I think he beat Bobby. Because remember they started teasing the bringing back the Hurt Business.
I don't know if he beat Bobby one on.
I think he did.
I think so. I'm pretty sure they had a one on one match.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty.
So
sure
I don't know if they'll give it back to him. You never know. Trish Stratus was drafted on a WWE. So at this point, somebody else could be added to the match. We don't even know yet.
You never know.
So like.
But Carlito, I don't know.
Carlito.
Bro. Let me stop, man.
One thing I did like about the draft, it was good to see RVD.
My man. I'm expecting something else though. I'm expecting a follow up.
Because I like seeing
this man.
I like
seeing, wait to mention.
I like seeing legends that I haven't seen in a while. I'm tired of seeing JBL, and we always see him Booker T.
Right. I'm tired of seeing Teddy Long too. Like, all right,
we don't see RVD
Teddy,
a lot.
Teddy needs to sit down somewhere.
We don't see RVD a lot. So it was good to see.
I'll say that.
I think while I like Teddy Long, I think it'd be more of a reaction if they brought back like Vicky Guerrero. Like if they have Vicky come out and do that, I feel like Vicky gets a bigger reaction because she was more she was more memorable.
But that's what I'm saying. She probably will get a bigger because we see Teddy a lot. They bring him back.
They bring him back too often.
It getting worse every time.
They brought Vicky back for the Royal Rumble anyway. She got a little crowd pop.
Now she AEW now. So
not no more.
Yeah, I thought she was still AEW.
She done.
I don't know what's going on with that family now.
Oh my God! No, listen, no man.
Some
it's,
drama. It's
some
drama.
Yeah, it is some drama going on.
Oh, like some TMZ type.
Daughter, man.
Yeah. Well, I apologize if it's serious and somebody's listening right now. Like, man, did he really say Vicky? Like,
yeah, this one for CNN, man. It's not for for the Wrestleholics.
Yeah, well,
they got legal troubles going on.
Yeah, I'm cool off that. Then she can stay home.
I think they should bring back general managers.
I think so too, Adam Pearce, bro. You can't be both.
Bro, wait, talking about crowd reaction when he came out?
Yeah, they don't care.
Yo, I have a question. What is his position? Because I'm so confused. I'm like,
he's general manager. He's the.
I don't know his actual,
what the fuck is he managing? I see him twice every 2 weeks. It's just like a random moment. Like, I need to talk to Adam Pearce. Wait a minute. This dude ain't been to work for 3 weeks and I got to talk to. No, bring me Triple H or Everybody, Vince.
Somebody
needs
to.
Seems like it's more security ever since he took over. Like,
I swear. He can't stop. He can't do nothing.
He can't stop nothing.
Eric Bischoff, come out here.
Eric Bischoff, I think, is one of my favorites.
It was good to see Eric Bischoff.
Yes.
You know, 100%.
You don't see people like that. Like,
no. So they need some. I agree, though. They do need general managers. I think that's another thing that's missing. Especially if they're really doing split brands now, like if they're really going full force into that,
that's what I heard. Absolutely need general managers.
That's
what I heard. It's going to be like 100%. SmackDown pay-per-views.
100%.
Yeah, they definitely need general managers.
I'm not even going to lie. Like, I don't even, like, low-key remember some of the other matches for Backlash. Like, those are the main ones that I remember.
I'm trying to think of the main event right now.
I mean, yeah, you got KO.
Cody and Brock is the main event.
Okay, so Cody and Brock the main. Well, never mind. We already talked about that. Like, yeah. Damn.
I mean, everybody think Cody going to win, right?
Yeah. There ain't no way Brock Lesnar wins that match.
I mean,
no way does that make any sense at all.
Yeah, the Usos. I mean, y'all know how I felt about the Usos. But
yeah, man, it's crazy how they about to lose.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same.
Same repetitive story since WrestleMania.
They've been fighting like that since WrestleMania.
I think they need to speed up that process a little bit. They need to speed it up a little bit.
They need to do something. Needs to happen.
Because it's getting a little dry.
So is it, Solo need to do something. Something need to happen.
Yeah,
so let me say this, what y'all saying that. Would y'all say a belt needs to happen or someone needs to leave?
Solo need to turn on somebody.
It got to happen.
Fully.
It got to happen tomorrow because.
Yeah.
If the Usos and them lose, nothing happens, then what?
Then well, yeah, and then we keep going down the same.
What happened to the Usos today if they lose and then next Friday?
I understand y'all on that one because now this is the part of the story where he's like, y'all can't make this shit dry. Like
it's already getting there, in my opinion. At least for me, it is.
They need to do something. Solo need to beat up his brothers
or join with Roman and go against Usos. Something needs to give.
Something need to happen.
Does this make the story interesting for y'all still? A little bit, like, okay, it might be going slow, but when something does happen, like, oh, damn, I ain't see that coming.
Not going to lie to you, not really. Yeah. Not since WrestleMania.
For me, somewhat, because it's like something's going to happen. So it's kind of like I'm still kind of interested. Well, maybe I'm biased, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
I turned biased, I think it was either today or yesterday, when I found out Kurt started throwing up the ones. When I seen
because y'all the twos.
Oh my gosh! Here you go.
I was so proud of myself.
Threw Drew all the way.
Oh,
off.
I swear to God,
Drew don't remember what he was about to say.
No, when I found out Hulk Hogan had the title for 1,400 days,
man.
I said, "Hell no, let's go Roman Reigns,
let's
baby."
Let's go Roman.
I was throwing up the ones because I.
Yeah, but it's like I mean that'd be cool if, like I said, if they can go to Japan. They can do other stuff, but if he only on SmackDown,
yeah, like you can only beat so many people.
September, yeah. Like, who he gonna beat? Like,
right, eventually he gonna beat everyone, and then nobody's gonna like it. Then no scenario makes any sense.
I'm never a fan of somebody being unbeatable.
Yeah,
I'm never a fan of that.
Yeah.
So now he got like SmackDown, Bobby Lashley. Haven't fought Bobby Lashley. I mean, who else on SmackDown that he haven't fought?
Solo. Yeah.
There it is.
Solo, yeah.
Solo.
Bobby Lashley.
Solo. He main event now, too. He ain't no, that ain't no NXT North American champion, hey, Solo. That's a main event.
We say it a lot, but I didn't get the feeling until Raw when he fought Seth.
That he's main event.
And I said, like, that could be a SummerSlam match. Like, yeah. That, it's just that atmosphere when they was just there. Like,
yeah. That was low-key a banger.
That was big.
That was like, a banger.
Like, now I can see Solo being at the top. Like, that
beating
was
Roman. Or being the reason he loses.
Something. I don't know, to Jay.
Give him a nice little throat chop. Give him the Samoan spike.
Yeah, but on SmackDown, who's on SmackDown?
That's it, man.
Bobby, Solo, like, he got a, that's what.
Ain't nobody.
I can double look. I don't understand.
You gonna face Edge again?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand. I just thought about this. How Roman Reigns not a free agent, but Brock Lesnar is?
Okay, so I thought about that the other day.
No sense at all.
Yeah. I'm like, y'all just let Brock do whatever the hell he wants.
I think all that is about is he's already taking time off. I think it's just so he's on one night. So if he's a free agent, then he has to do both, and I don't think he wants to do both.
After tomorrow, we probably won't see him for a month.
Yeah.
He, I mean.
And so he's on one show and that show only. He is turned into that champion. That sometime champion.
How about that, but.
Unfortunately.
Isn't he flirting with retirement?
Who?
Brock.
Oh, Brock?
Yeah, I heard that too. Yeah. I heard Roman too.
What?
I've heard Roman a couple times over the last few months, but I never believed it.
Nah, I don't believe that.
It was a rumor. That's why he.
I mean, had what
title for so long?
I mean, the only way I could see it is because after this, like, what is he gonna do?
I mean, it was something about he just want to be with his family or something like that. So I mean, yeah, but he gotta. That's what I'm saying. Like, who can he fight? Like,
Solo.
How many times has he won the championship?
But that's what I'm saying. After Solo, who would he fight?
Yeah,
so
I don't
know. When will he fight Solo? Just guess a pay-per-view. Like, when we, you know what I mean? Like, so.
Yeah.
Because he don't, Roman Reigns don't wrestle the small pay-per-view.
Right.
So, I mean.
They got to give us The Rock before he retires.
Who he's going to fight at? I'm kind of interested in who he's going to fight at Night of Champions.
Does he have a match?
Ooh, no.
Like, is he officially.
He's going to have to fight Saudi Arabia. That's.
I mean.
That's, yeah, no, yeah, he's going to have to be.
He's going to have to fight. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying, like, Bobby Lashley?
Or what, like a free agent?
Bobby Lashley, Big E returning, Randy Orton returning, like, I mean.
I'm getting my hopes up now.
He hasn't beat none of them.
Don't get my hopes up now.
I'm thinking of a free agent. I don't know.
Bring back the Legend Killer.
I mean.
Bring back the Legend Killer.
I mean, he's
I'd be biased with that. I'd be like, all right, I want Randy.
So we already looking ahead. Yeah, so by Backlash, we done made our predictions. So, yeah, like,
I think it's still going to be a good pay-per-view.
I hope so.
I think it'll be good. Cause
I kind of like going in with this attitude before it. That way, like, yeah, so. That way I'm, you know, if it's actually good, I'm like, okay, good. I wasn't expecting it to be good.
I know during the pay-per-view, I'm going to be, like, looking at him like, all right, let me see which one of these dudes was right.
Yeah, I think we agreed on every one, though.
Damn near.
I think we agreed on every match.
Seth
Omos?
Omos have to win, right? Like,
Omos?
How Seth beating Omos? That's what I'm saying. Like, he got to win something.
He's Seth freaking Rollins. That's how he's going to beat Omos. He's going to stomp his giant head into the mat.
If he beat Omos with a stomp, I'm done with Omos. Like, there's no way.
Come on, man.
Just like that one F5 shouldn't even beat Omos. Like, Omos should have kicked out on one.
he caught a cramp.
You can say, I'm done. But come on now. Like,
caught a cramp, my guy.
Omos said,
time out. He said he should have kicked out at what?
You see how big he is, man? I would have caught a Charlie horse, too.
Bro.
I'm just saying.
If Omos lose, then he got to retire early.
I'm just laughing because, like, Kurt is right. Pissed. He's right. He's right, though. Like,
and to be honest with you, man, I'm just really thinking about it more and more. Montez should be the world champion.
What do you say?
This is the end of the podcast.
that must be the cue. Like, did he say what I think he said?
I'm saying like the end, like this is the last episode.
This is the last one ever.
Because I don't understand.
Drew, you didn't say what I think you said.
Well, as y'all can hear, Wrestleholics will be hiring.
Man, we need
Kurt and DC. I appreciate y'all help building this.
Hey, appreciate you too. Because I'm gonna stop.
One day, and I hate thinking about that because I
feel you on SmackDown anyway. Oh, I got. Well, they can.
Yeah, I feel so bad for Angelo Dawkins, but we can get at some because I told Andrew Angelo Dawkins can be the new D'Lo Brown. Like he can be the nice mid card. He can be a nice mid card.
And the crazy part is
D'Lo Brown had championships.
When Kurt said that, all I was thinking about was the little neck thing.
Not taking his whole character.
Looking at the real deal now.
I don't know, but
Dawkins could do that character sound.
I swear.
I feel sorry for Dawkins though.
Man. Why?
I mean,
because he's like the afterthought.
Because it's like some teams you can't split up. I mean, look at Xavier Woods.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I like Xavier Woods. Everybody likes Xavier Woods.
Right, but without the New Day.
Without the New Day, it's like.
I agree. Xavier Woods.
Yeah, I agree. I feel definitely
but
sorry.
But Montez is so good, man.
Montez
like
is so good.
You almost got to.
Mike, like you got
to. You almost have to, man. Sorry. Sorry, bro. Like.
Yeah,
get in or fit in.
Yeah, I can't wait for that day.
Get with it or get lost.
That'd be some crazy. That'd be some crazy.
Send him down to NXT. Let him come up with a new character.
Send Montez to NXT.
I'm saying Angelo Dawkins.
I'm about to get mad.
I'm with you.
Take your ass out.
I'm definitely with you on Montez. Montez definitely should be by himself.
No, Angelo Dawkins on the
and fighting for belts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, what?
Angelo Dawkins on AEW. He's not staying.
That's gonna ruin his career. I'm sorry, AEW, but.
What career? He gonna have a career after he leave Montez.
NXT?
Impact?
New character.
He could survive an Impact. I think Impact could make something out of him.
I'm really surprised Impact still exists. Like, it's like, I can't think of not one wrestler in Impact. I know Desi probably can.
Yeah.
Dang, I can think of one, but it ain't the one y'all gonna be like.
I mean, I think of Moose. Is he still wrestling?
Who?
Moose.
I don't know who that is.
Black dude, Moose.
I don't know who you're talking about.
No. But
he's
I haven't seen him in years.
Oh, okay.
Mine's was Mickie James.
Yeah, she's still wrestling.
She's still wrestling? I thought she retired.
No, yeah, she was the champion before she got hurt.
First of all, she don't count.
She don't count.
You got to name a TNA Impact.
Like a day one Impact wrestler?
I don't know. Damn, I think they all gone.
Yeah, I don't
like the day one? That's yeah, they're gone.
Understand. They still got the Motor City Machine Guns.
Yeah, I saw they came back.
They still got them. That's about it. I do too.
I like to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody else is like a former.
I understand how Impact still surviving. That's crazy.
I know. I got the channel because I got Fubo TV and there's an Impact channel.
Yeah.
So I'll be trying to watch it.
They got that one channel?
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
I've been trying to. I try to follow it because I like that better than AEW. I've tried to watch.
We really need one episode talking about AEW. Like,
we do.
Do we really want to do that, though?
I think that'd be fun. Like, you know how much hate we're going to get?
I already know. AEW fans are crazy, too. Bro. I did one article that mentioned AEW, and them people went crazy on Twitter.
They love
it. It was getting on my nerves.
They love that trash.
I want
to smoke with that one. Man. Yeah, we might as well try
this. I was done with it a couple years ago when I think Chris Jericho and... what's his name? Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Had that that match and the pyro messed up and it was just...
I did an article on if WWE and AEW would merge and I did a match card on who I thought I had a nice match card. AEW people went crazy on my article.
Not like some wrestlers from AEW.
Yeah.
Mostly the women's side.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean
Even if they is
ex-WWE superstars.
Yeah, we're going to do an episode when it's like a slow week or something. And we're going to sit here and we're going to live broadcast, live podcast, watching AEW.
It's
going to
be fun. Yeah,
matter of fact, hey, y'all tap in with us. And
let us know because we could watch it tonight. Ain't it like a...
No, not during SmackDown. Not oh, it's after SmackDown.
But look, and not at my crib. I ain't got that channel.
I got the channel. Donation link right in the description.
Nah, bro, you did not have to say that.
No, I'm being real with my fans. Yeah, for sure. Donate cash
at. A little too real.
Like, it's, yeah, bro. No, man, but hey, before we go, man, y'all got anything else to say? Any shout-outs? Sponsorships?
Nah, man, I'm ready for what's next. They need to speed up the Bloodline storyline a little bit. I think Backlash is, I think it's going to show us what's next. I'm hoping so anyway. That's about my only.
I hope the only thing I'm excited about. I hope so too.
I hope it's just like, yeah.
It's getting a little dull.
And the tournament, I mean, it's going to be what? Two triple threat matches.
Finn Balor.
It's going to be.
Boy, they would triple threat the match.
Finn Balor versus who? And not a champion.
And not a champions? Man, that's tough. I got to come up with the actual final round. Yeah. Ooh, I think it's going to come down to him.
Who would they have
in
the match?
It'll be him and Seth. It'll be him versus Seth.
But they both on Raw, right?
Mm-hmm. That would make sense.
Mm-hmm. But and not a champions? Mm-hmm. It can't be that. It got to be a SmackDown versus Raw. That's what Triple H said.
I don't think they ever said, like, that they had to...
Triple H said the winner, because they're going to have two triple threat matches on SmackDown, two triple threat matches on Raw, and the winner of both of those going to fight at Night of Champions. Yep.
Vince must be in there this week.
Boy. That's terrible.
Boy, that's stupid.
It's still going to be Finn Balor, but... Okay, so Finn Balor...
It's going to squeak out.
SmackDown, Bobby Lashley.
I mean, it's only so many superstars you can have.
Yeah,
because it's two triple threat matches. I mean,
Finn Balor versus Bobby Lashley, but that don't even.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, create a feud or I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
There's so much to it.
Like they could have had a feud created out of that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why
that could lead them all the way to SummerSlam. Like a perfect opportunity. Tell me, SummerSlam wouldn't be fire. With like a rematch between Balor and Rollins for that belt. Like, come on.
Yeah, so the winner of the two Raw triple threat matches is going to meet, going to fight that same night.
Okay.
And the winner is going to
match the champions. Same yeah, match it'll be Finn Balor.
So
Finn Balor versus Bobby Lashley, probably.
You got Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes, Finn Balor, The Miz.
I got Cody.
I like that. So we all got different. This might be a first. We all got different picks. So, hey, yeah, we wagering?
It ain't going to be none of
what's
that.
What's on the line? Yeah, it's going to be Bronson Reed.
Oh, my God. I won't be watching.
It'll be Karrion Kross or somebody like that.
It better not be.
I'm going to watch New Japan that week.
Yeah. All right, so Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes, Drew. American Nightmare.
I got Finn Balor.
I got The Miz.
And Kurt got The Miz. All right.
The Miz.
Man. You sticking with it.
Gotta,
you must know something we don't.
He ain't creative right now. Yeah, he told us.
I got a feeling.
Got a new job, bro?
Gonna be The Miz.
The Miz? All right. We put someone on the line for this? Because I feel like this is a good wager. Loser got to buy a case.
We're going to have to. Okay. I'm down with that.
Loser's got to buy a case. One of us going to be right. It can't be nobody other than them three. All
right. It can't be because I can't think of nobody.
Nah.
I like Coronas, just to let y'all know.
I can't think of nobody, but yeah.
I don't like Coronas, just so y'all know.
Damn, my bad. go tell me towards the end of the podcast.
We know you like Coronas.
We're not going to start. But
happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
That's
happy
right. Cinco it is Cinco de Mayo. We need to go out for some drinks right now. Oh, come on, Drew.
Old.
No, we not even about to start this on this podcast. But, man, appreciate y'all listening, man. And make sure to follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I cannot tell y'all when we're going to start the actual YouTube. But I got to start getting some of the YouTube audio.
Now you bringing it up.
Oh, my God. All right, my bad. My bad, Kurt. But make sure we get some of the audio on YouTube so y'all can listen in on there. Dedry, you got a whole bunch of platforms as well. I don't know which one to tell everybody to tap in. All of them.
Yeah, I mean, to keep it simple, just look up DC Hendrix everywhere. Twitter, Instagram.
That's the man.
Yep.
With all that. But just look up DC Hendrix. I got you.
Make sure to hit up all my platform,
podcast, Drew. The Blunt View podcast coming out soon. And then listen to more WrestleHolics. Appreciate y'all listening, man. And we're going to get back with y'all soon.